2 Chronicles 23, The Crown and the Covenant. Scene. The hidden child, yesterday, becomes the revealed king. Jehoiada marshals Levites on the Sabbath, using David's temple courses, not mercenaries, to enthrone Joash with crown and testimony, Ha'edot, likely a copy of the law. See Deuteronomy 17:18-20. A threefold covenant, priest, king, people before the Lord, renews the nation. Baal's house falls. Athaliah dies at the horse gate, likely near the east wall, Nehemiah 3:28. The city grows quiet when worship is put right. Theology, kingship under scripture, the crown belongs beneath the book. Covenant order, altar, then throne. Reform of worship, births social peace. Christology, the preserved Davidic seed points to the greater son whose coronation is cross and resurrection, Psalm 2, Luke 1:32-33. Vocation, Jehoiada acts within his calling. Zeal is ordered, not rash, Calvin. The pillar, Amud, recalls a set place for royal presence. Our pillar is Christ, the church's one foundation. Practice, renew your vows regularly. Let scripture sit above your power, plans, and passions. Crossrefs, 3 Kings 11, Deuteronomy 17:18-20, 6 Samuel 7:7, Psalm 2, Nehemiah 3:28. Hymn, crown him with many crowns. Prayer, Lord Jesus, true Son of David, set your word over my will. Tear down my quiet idols, establish your peace where I live and work. Make my zeal ordered, my worship true, and my life a quiet city under your good reign. Amen.